The agenda to possess the nations continues unabated.
Where are all the tears in the church? When we arrived in this church, we saw that when people were preaching, others responded in tears. It is not the preach on that we do in our generation, because they have come with an open heart. They long for nothing but the Holy Spirit and Christ, and their mind is on eternity.
This is the reason for unleashing the church with the mandate of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.
The grace of God also requires something from us, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and then live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anytime the soul is not put in check and the soul aligns itself with the body to fight against the spirit, the person, even though will be a Christian, but will be a carnal Christian.
Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a platform for teaching, training, and unleashing the church to fulfill her mandate as salt and light in the world. Pentecost Hour, God's timely word to our dying world.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We are grateful to God for this opportunity to be alive, to witness this day.
2023
is almost gone.
And 2023,
we trust that God is going to usher us into the year 2024. But as we reflect on the year 2023, the feelings may vary. I'm sure that some of you chalk great victories in 2023. Others might have suffered some losses in 2023. But no matter what happened in
2023,
we need to thank God that we are alive to see it today. And the righteous requirement concerning all of us is to give thanks to the Lord. Scripture says, in everything give thanks, whether good or bad. We need to give thanks. And I want to advise that whatever might have happened in
2023,
you need to carefully leave the glories behind. And the woes that befell you, try and leave them behind. And let us enter into 2024 with the confidence assurance that God will be with us. You see, in this life, you must always take a day and live in the day. The Apostle Paul says that leaving all behind, I press on.
So we want to
leave the yesteryear behind you.
And
let us think about the year that is coming. Let us ask God to be our help. I'm going to speak on the topic, trusting in God's plan for your future. Trusting in God's plan for your future. I'll take my maiden text from Jeremiah chapter 29. From verse 8 through 11. I'll actually major on the verse 11. Jeremiah 29 from verse 8 through to 11. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declared the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Yeremiah, woman, eti edionon kron, inchiche mungoche, ekosi dubako. Na se asafwe rade, Israel nyanko pon siyeni. Mum mamwe di fo a womu mu, no ene mun kom se fo no insisimo. Na mun tie won daye a wasosono. Na atromu na wadimi di eshe mun kom, men suma won e radia semni. Na se e radi siyeni, infinsia et yo son enye dru o babela, meba mabe shemu, na mama masem pano abemu amamu. Se me de mo besan abahei. Na me de, minim adjen kwa me adjen ewa moho, e radia semni. Asum diajne, na enye bone de, se me mamu ewe pa ene enidaswo. Amen.
Amen. A session of Judah has been taken to exile in Babylon.
Now Judah phobi what the war economum ewa Babylon.
Now these people included Daniel, Meshach, and the Abednego.
Now we not Daniel, Meshach, Abednego munina wakahon.
And so some prophets and diviners started prophesying unto them. But God is telling Jeremiah here that they were prophets and just in his name. But he had not given them that word of prophecy.
Enti a deep warning comes a phobia as I said, and come and so said, who said, Rade, Katia, Jeremiah, Wahano, not a yet a Rade and our Sumao.
They were prophesying that soon God was going to bring the Ezra's back to Judah.
Now, was sent come, say, enter, Yamibasa, the no move for no upper Judah.
But the actual program of God was for Israel or Judah to live in Babylon for 70 years.
And so now you meet you in Pony say, Judah, Wabetna, Sab, Babylonia, who infiltrated your son.
So the prophets were prophesying that soon Judah will return to Jerusalem. They were not prophesying the mind of God.
Into 1 year, no one shall come say, enter, Judah, Wabetna, free in the moon, Akko. Jerusalem, no, not
so God told Jeremiah,
Jeremiah
to actually tell the king and those in Ezra that they were going to be around for 70 years. Then afterwards, they will return back to Judah. And he made a very important statement that I want you to grab into your spirit tonight. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Now this was God's word to the exile in Babylon.
Now when in Yamia Sem Emanomum
through the prophet Jeremiah.
Ah, and Nam Yeremia so Ebai.
And I believe that it is his word for his people for all generations.
Now Bichini say and Asama Ewohoma wants what was on
in every situation.
And it's a bien.
Why am I saying that?
I didn't make us
because Jesus has made this statement possible in our lives too.
As I say, yes, who am I crying? I must ask them to me, Yaho, Ewa Yabrabo.
God has plans for every one of us.
Nyame owa chen pa emo piara.
And his plans is not to harm us.
Na natia owa no enyet bone die.
But to prosper us.
Nemum si ebetumpo.
And to give us a future.
Na wa mayen eni daswo.
And to give us a future. This must be trusted.
Now, where I was here, dear Hotoso.
See, many a time.
In Pepe, you know.
We are so preoccupied with what the devil has against us.
In Pepe, Yana Yachia could sit your bones, some Ewotia and Swama.
To the extent that we tend to be afraid of the future.
Now, Fempo, yes, throw that.
We always talk about the devil, the devil, the devil.
Yes, upon Sam, upon Sam, upon Sam.
But we don't know that God has plans for us.
And so say me dream
I want to call you to dwell on the plans of God. And not on what the devil can do against you.
So that you
can enter into your future confidently. God has plans for us to give us hope and a future.
Now,
if this verse or this statement is anything to go by, what that means is that 2024, so far as you are concerned, should be better than 2023, because God is going to give you hope and a great future.
Says I say me no credit and answer said 2024 a pay us in 2023. Says say nya me atwen ene egweye pa ene ani daso.
Now, don't be afraid of what the devil can do. God has great plans for your life.
And so your bon sambet me aye nya me wa atwen pa e fa wa bra bo ho.
Now, let's listen to God.
Afa ye ntie nya me.
Isaiah 41.
Isaiah 80 89 ba ko.
From verse 9.
If we into Chemun Kron,
Isaiah 41 from verse 9.
Yesaya, it's at your 9 back
home. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corner, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and I have not rejected you.
Wo ah, maso mu efri asasiano, nama frewo efri nasia swaba, nama kacha wo se.
I have chosen you and I have not rejected
you.
So do not
fear,
for I am with
you.
Do not be
dismayed,
for I am your God.
I will
strengthen
you
and help you.
I will
uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Now,
this is the word of God for
you. This
word is settled in heaven.
Nothing
will change this word.
Not
even the plans of the enemy.
It can't
thwart this word. Now, pay attention to verse 11. All who range against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them.
Those
who war against you will be as nothing at all.
Now, 1 year when you would hear, Connor, or bear said, dear 1 year, say, now,
for I am the Lord.
Now, me a rade, many would yank up
your God,
many would yank up
who takes hold of your right hand.
I'm a crowd, Nifemu,
and says to you,
now, Messiah was saying,
do not fear,
Israel,
I will help you.
Now, me, I'm a bow.
Do not fear,
Mesro,
and I will help you.
Now, me, bow.
Do not fear.
Insro,
I will help you. Brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is the sure prophecy of the word of God. Now it transcends generations. It is settled in heaven forever. Jehovah God, who has called you by his name,
will
just not uphold you with his righteous right hand. But he says, do not be afraid. Because there are real threats outside there. But he says, do not be afraid.
And so I say, Mensro,
do not be afraid.
Mensro.
And he promises to help you. So God has plans for all of us. Despite the threat outside there, he's telling all of us, and he's telling us today, tomorrow, and the next, that do not fear. Because he will uphold you with his righteous right hand. And he will help you. And he will help you. How is this help going to come to us.
Now, somewhere,
God says he will help us. How are we going to receive his help? This help is wrapped up in his plan for you. The help is wrapped up in his plans for you. Now he has good plans for us. Plans not to harm us, but to give us hope and a future. I want to call upon you tonight to wholeheartedly rely on the integrity of God's word, his strength and his ability to perform what he has promised. If God says, I will help you, he will help you. May our eyes be open to the plans that God has for us. And may we cooperate with him so that he will catapult us into our glorious future. Our greatest need is that our eyes be open to know and to see the plans that God has for us as individuals, so that we will not be afraid and rely on the strength and the help that he's going to give us. Not some time ago, Elisha's servant woke up at dawn and he saw soldiers from Assyria.
Now, Assyria Sradom,
we were coming to attack his master. He was alarmed. And he shouted, "My master, my master." And the old prophet just prayed a prayer.
And I would give one
God open his eyes. And then when he opened his eyes, he saw that the army, the troops that were with them, were much more than those that were against them.
Now said,
then the fear left the servants. May the Lord open your eyes so that you know the plans that God has for you. Plans to prosper you and to give you hope and a future. I want us to take this old song. I want our brother Arthur to come and help us. I shall respectfully ask that we sing this song. Those of you who know, let's sing along with him. Wami mami hunia washisha mami. Ope, enyami pe ena enye.
Ope, nyami pe.
Many have gone to churches. And I know this lady who said that she likes sitting in the front row. So that the prophets can prophesy unto her. The prophet does not have the plan of your life. That this plan that I'm talking about is with God. And none of us is left out in the plans of God. I have 6 children. I think about all of them with great love. And my prayer always for them is that every one of them will succeed. So that in their old age, none will be dependent on anyone. So that when they meet together, no one will envy a brother or sister. Because God would have blessed all of them. So
if even I as a man have this thought, is it God who doesn't have a good plan concerning you?
Be careful of the prophets.
The
problem we have in Christianity in our nation is this. Instead of the church directing the people to God, they are directing the people to themselves. But curse is anyone who hangs and relies on a human being. I know many people are listening to me all over the world. No matter who you are, you may even be an unbeliever, but God has plans for you to give you a hope and a future. And those of us who are born again, let us have the confidence assurance that our future is better than our now. One day I had a very bad dream. And when I woke up, I told myself that this is the dream I've dreamt, oh God. Take care of that one. Because for
me,
when I'm moving, I know that angels go before me and they go behind me. And there's no way demons will have space. So far as I'm concerned. No. Because God will cause his angels to take charge over us. Are you here? He has plans for you. So don't be afraid. If that ring that is on your finger is from a certain man, as you listen to my voice, throw that ring away. Because it can't protect you. God is with you. So let me tell you the background to this story. So Israel was born into Egypt. And somehow, God delivered them from Egypt. But because of sin and rebellion, they found themselves in exile in Babylon.
Now,
in those days, many false prophets prophesied for an early deliverance of those in
Ezra.
You see, it is a common phenomenon to have this kind of spiritual experience and atmosphere when there is hardship on the land. Suffering makes people vulnerable to all kinds of predatory tactics.
Say, nipa ho chire won sa, ya na wayamre ema bibia etimi nya won.
So one man, one theologian, he is dead. He was one of the bishops of the church in England called John Barker.
And he sophobia your friend John Barker. Ah now yeah, enyre sifo asofo panyinu mbako.
He says that he thinks that religion is a root finding activity out of suffering.
Or say as a nyamesom eye kwan bia ebimon faso etwane free ahochirem.
And somehow it is true.
Na kwan bi so no eh no kre.
Many come to church, they go to God not because of salvation, but they think that by coming to God, God will take them out of suffering.
Nipa bebre wo ba sori wo betwhwe nyame na enye nkwatie nti na oba na emom wo pekwan bi etwane free ahochirem.
But you see, brothers and sisters,
and so enuanom adofo,
we didn't run to Jesus because we want to escape suffering. You see, the earth that we are living on, the Bible says that it is even suffering. The earth itself is suffering and pleading for deliverance. How much more you? The earth itself is suffering. So if you are living on the earth, do you think that you'll be free? So we shouldn't come to church and to Jesus because we want to escape from suffering, but we came to him so that our sins will be forgiven.
But
however, Jesus, who has saved us, has good plans also for us.
And so yes,
just as he had great plans for Judah. Now plans to prosper us and to give us a future. In chapter 27 of the book of Jeremiah, at the beginning of King Zedekiah, king of Judah's reign, a group of envoys came from certain nations
into
Jerusalem. They came to plot a strategy to come out from the yoke of Babylon.
Now, Babylon,
now these nations were allies of Judah.
Now Israel and downfall.
Now when they converge in Jerusalem,
now Jerusalem
to plot how they could be freed from Nebuchadnezzar's claws. Now the word of God came to Jeremiah. Take pieces of wood. Put them on your neck as like a yoke on the neck of a bull. That will serve as a symbol that these nations who have come to plot how they can come out from the power of Nebuchadnezzar, let them know that I say they will be under the power of
Nebuchadnezzar.
And that Israel's being in Babylon is my will. But around that time, there were many prophets also prophesying that Israel will be released very soon. And then Jeremiah warned the king to stop the prophets, because they are prophesying falsehoods. It has dire consequence on the people. Now they were in Ezra. And if somebody is saying that God is going to release you in a year or two, what are you going to do?
Now,
one of the things that you can do is to rebel or stay in Babylon doing nothing.
Now,
For example, Hananiah was a prophet of Gibeon. He prophesied that Judah was going to come out from Babylon in 2 years.
Israel, Ebe Pierre from Babylon, Ewon Frisiamienu Ntem.
Now, within 2 years, God will release them.
I say, if Frisiamienu, Yamebe Mademoho.
Now, he said this in the temple, in the presence of the king and all the people.
Now, O Kanwe, Ewa, sorry, them, Wabrana, Ohne, and then Almighty Nina Ewoho.
But when he was prophesying this falsehood, Jeremiah was also present in the temple.
And so, Ebrana was Sai, and come ye, Jeremiah, and so,
with those bars. Behind him. Then he disputed the prophecy that Hananiah was prophesying. Then Hananiah took those bars, those wools behind Jeremiah and broke them into pieces.
And Hananiah of said,
and then he said that, thou sayest the Lord, this is how I'm going to break the yoke of Babylon over your necks.
Now I say, say erade esieni, say na mebu bu Nebuchadnezzar konya efrimokong.
Now while Jeremiah was leaving the scene, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah for Hananiah.
Now Jeremiah o pefri wa kono asembi ebanin chaya na ekoma Hananiah.
You have prophesied falsehood.
Or say in come atro and awaseno.
So God will kill you this year. And within 2 months, Hananiah died. Then the word of God came to Jeremiah again. And then he wrote it. And he sent it to the elders in exile, the priests and all the people in living in Babylon, advising them that they will be in exile for 70 years. So they should plan to live long and stay in Babylon. Now, because they were not going to retain any. Two things they had to do. Number one, they should settle down in Babylon. Number two, they should pray for the prosperity of Babylon, the foreign nation where they were living.
One more empire, Emma Babylon said,
I will take the first one and the second.